So today I will introduce our recent work on Parallel-FS to exploit the internal parallelism of flash devices. First, I will give the background and the motivation of our work. So first, let's revisit the internal parallelism of solid-state drives. For example, in current SSDs, there are multiple levels of parallelism inside. For example, the channel level and the chip level, and then the die level and plane level. So most of the levels can be parallel access, and the internal parallel provide high bandwidth of the SSDs. But let's look at the file systems. Most flash file systems use the log structure file system, as shown in this figure. So let's look at the duplicated fractions in the both level. For the FTL, it will allocate spaces from the flash memory and performs the garbage collection fraction. And also in the log structure file system, they do the similar fractions. In addition to the duplicate fractions, there is also another problem called semantic isolation. For example, the log structure file system cannot know the details of the flash inside, and the FTL cannot know what exactly the valid and invalid status of each page. So both either level cannot know the exact information of the other level. And this problem prevents the file system and the file FTL to exploit the internal parallelism. We have evaluated the F2FS and the EST2 file system under heavy write traffic. The left figure shows the normalized throughput. For example, the EST4 has better performance than the FTFS. This is what we are not expecting. F2FS is the flash optimized file system. We expect it has a better performance than EST4. But in fact, under the heavy write traffic, F2FS have poorer performance. And we have looked inside the garbage collection statistics. We find the garbage collection efficiency F2FS is lower, and it's poor in the garbage collection efficiency. And we use the percentage of invalid pages in each block to represent the garbage collection efficiency. And if the garbage collection approaches to the 100%, it means the invalid pages in the block is good, and the number of moved pages is less. So this causes the better performance in EST4, and F2FS has poorer performance for this case. And we have looked inside several mechanism, for example, the data grouping. And the F2FS uses data grouping to group hard code data into different groups. But due to the internal parallelism, the data groups are broken in the FTL, and the data are dispatched to different locations, and they were not in the same physical block. And for the second mechanism, we call the uncoordinated garbage collection operation. The FS do performance the GC by itself, and then the FTL do its garbage collection. And we will give the details of the uncoordination of the two levels. And the third is the ineffective I/O scheduling. This is called the file system cannot know the exact status of each channel of the flash SSDs. And also we found the flash storage architecture blocks these optimizations. So let's look at the current approach in the log structure file system. And the existing works have found some problem in this architecture. And for example, the SFS and multi-stream SSD has do some optimizations in the two-level garbage collection. And for the allocation, for example, the DFS and the nameless write has removed one level of the data allocation. But these are the optimizations of current architecture. And we also have done some aggressive architecture changes we call the object-based file system. And we move the FTL to the file system level and combine the storage management of the file system with the FTL, and we call the object FTL. And we use the get put in interface to the object FTL, and object FTL do the single level allocation and garbage collection. But this architecture is so aggressive, and the industry found it's very difficult to adopt, and also the internal parallelism is not studied in this architecture. And in this work, we want our goal is to exploit the internal parallelism of the flash devices, and also we want to ensure the effective data grouping, efficient garbage collection, and consistent performance. And to do this, we reorganize the functions of the both level, and we propose the 2D allocation and coordinated garbage collection, and we simplify the FTL with the block mapping, and we leverage the existing trim command to do the erase operation. And we will explain the three techniques in the second part, the ParFS design. First, in the ParFS, we simplify the FTL. The FTL is different from the traditional FTL, and we do not use the page mapping or the hybrid mapping. We use the block mapping. And also, the block mapping is static. It does not remap for the normal writes, and it's only updated for the remapping bad block remapping and for the well leveling. So during normal writes, all the out of place updates are performed in the ParFS file system. And also the FTL exposes the physical layout to the FS. It tells that file system the number of flash channels, the size of flash block, and size of flash pages. And due to the simplified block mapping, the FTL is very lightweight. It does not cause the memory and the CPU resources inside the SSDs. And we use I/O control to tell the physical layout to the file system. And in the file system level, we revise the allocation, garbage collection, and the scheduling. And for the three techniques, we will respectively introduce the three techniques afterward. First, let's revisit the first problem, the grouping with parallelism. For example, if we have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H data blocks, and if the file system has groups the hot segment and the cold segment, but for the internal parallelism, these segments will be distributed to different channels. And in each flash block, for example, block zero has both the hot and cold segments. And this is the page stripe. And we can find the, choose any block for recycling, the garbage collection efficiency is low. And for the block striping, we can keep the cold data and the hot data in different blocks. But we find the garbage performance is very lower because each page in each block is serialized. And also there is a super block optimization. They combine the different the blocks in different units to the largest recycle unit, but we found that there is a high garbage collection overhead in this large super block optimization. And in this paper, we propose the 2D data allocation, and we align the file system region to the file system, to the flash channel, and we align the segment to flash block, and we align the page to flash page. And for a data request, we will first divide these pages into different channels to gain the page unit parallelism. And for each page, we will find an allocator head. Each allocator head is represents for the group with different hotness. For example, if this is these requests are it's equal to the harness of allocation head one, so the pages will be write to the to this harness in different channels. And let's conclude this data allocation mechanisms for the our 2D allocation can achieve the high parallelism in page unit, and also for the garbage collection, we will achieve the low garbage collection overhead. And for the second problem, we will identify the garbage collection problem with parallelism in the two levels. If we have invalid pages A to F and valid pages G H, and if we recycle the blocks in the F tier earlier than the FFs, and the for the block zero, it will be recycled, and page A and C will be moved to other places. But actually, A and C are invalid. This is because the file system has not timely tell which pages are invalid in the FTL. So this causes the invalid pages movement in the FTL level. And also, if we recycle the blocks in FS level earlier than the FTL level, for example, this is the first choice, this is no problem, and but actually the second choice should be the block zero in plan zero here, because E and F are invalid. But but at this time, because the file system has not tell exactly which pages are invalid, the FTL will choose this one for recycling, and this causes the inefficient garbage collection in the FTL level. So let's conclude the problem in the uncoordinated garbage collection. If the FTL, this is also because the FTL only gets page invalidation after trim commands, and all the communication relies on the trim commands. So this blocks the information exchange. And if either level in the FTL and FS do first then the other, it causes problems in the garbage collection efficiency. Another problem is WSL space, because for the garbage collection, each level has to keep over provisioning space for garbage collection. But due to the two levels and the two over provisioning spaces are kept. So this is causing a waste space of the garbage collection. And then what we do is to do only the page movement in the FS level. So we do the foreground garbage collection or background garbage collection in the FS level, and we migrate the valid pages in the FS level, and we send the erase request to the SFTL. The SFTL receives the request, and it schedules the erase request, and we will talk about the scheduling in the next part. And we also propose the multi-thread optimization to the garbage collection. For example, we use one garbage collection process for each flash channel, and only one process is responsible for the checkpoint after the garbage collection. And then let's look at the scheduling. For the scheduling, we divide the scheduling into two parts. The first part is the request dispatching phase, and this is for the write request. If a write request comes, it will look at which channel is the least busy channel. So we use the weight to calculate the busyness of each channel. So we weigh, because the read time and the write time of each flash page is different, so we choose the different weight, and we use the different number of reads and different number of writes to calculate the weight of each channel. And for the write request, we dispatch the write request to the least busy channel. And for the read request, it will be directed to where the data is located. So we do not dispatch the read request. And this is the write request. And we also do the time slice for the read request and the write erase request, because the erase can be delayed in the erase operation can block the read write request. But if we delay the erase, it will cause the hungry problem. So we use the time slice for the read request and the write erase. So we use this this calculate, and this is the free space of in each channel, and this is the number of threads that are currently performing the garbage collection. So if the free space is high, this value is going up. So we were not doing the erase scheduling at this time because there are enough free space. Also, if there are multiple threads that are performing the garbage collection, this also goes up. So we were also not going to the erase request scheduling at this time. In the implementation, we use the two. So if the free space is less than 50%, we will propose the erase request. If it is not, if the free space is enough, and also there is enough garbage collection processes, and we will delay the erase request, and then we will propose the write or the write in advance. And this is a simple example. For this is the free space of 75%, and we find the free space is enough, and we will do the write scheduling. And for the second channel, we found the free space is very low, so we will do the erase scheduling, and also the third and the fourth channels. And next, I will give the evaluation results of our pair-FS, and we compare our file system with EAT4, BetterFS, F2FS, and we also do the F2FS super block. That is, we have mentioned before, to use the combined block unit for the file system. And we use the work, and we evaluate this file system on our customized the PCIe devices, and we are able to collect the garbage collection statistics from this device. And we use the workload from workload of file server, Postmark, MobiBench, and YCSB. And let's first look at the file system performance under light write traffic. And for the 8 and the 32 channels, we found there is no significant difference between pair-FS with the others. Pair-FS is the black one. And this one, the red one, is EAT4. And the F2FS super block is the purple one. And for the higher channels, pair-FS has some improvement. But let's look at the heavy write traffic. And we also varied the number of channels. We found the pair-FS can do much better performance than EAT4 and the F2FS. And we can also see here that EAT2, in some cases, are better than F2FS. And in these evaluations, we found that our pair-FS achieved almost the best performance in the workload, and it outperforms F2FS by 1.63. And we also look at the endurance. We use the number of garbage collection, the recycled blocks, and we find the pair-FS performs the least number of recyclation. And for this traffic, this is from the file system write traffic. We found that even the pair-FS does not do the least write traffic, but in the FTL level, we found the pair-FS do the least write traffic. And this is causes the endurance, the better endurance in the pair-FS. And we also measured our scheduling, and we found with the scheduling technique, our pair-FS can do much smooth performance in the run, during the run, and it can has a better performance than the others. And let me conclude our work. And our the problem of current flash file system is the internal parallelism has not been well leveraged in FS level. And we start from the three mechanism of the data grouping, garbage collection, and I/O scheduling. And we also find that the architecture prevents the optimizations of the internal parallelism. And we do the three techniques of optimizations of the 2D allocation, coordinated GC, and parallelism aware scheduling. And our results show the performance can be improved by three, and the rider endurance can be improved by, can be doubled compared to the F2FS. And this is the end of my talk. And any questions?
Hi. Ted Cho from Google. Very nice work. I note that you were in the evaluation section only comparing your file system to traditional block-based interfaces, file system with the traditional block-based interfaces, and that your simplified FTL is so thin that it looked not all that different in terms of the amount of functionality it provides over, say, you know, the traditional MTD interface. So I'm wondering whether there's sufficient value in the SFTL that you think it's worth doing at least something at the FTL layer, and what would happen if you were comparing ParaFS against one of the flash file systems that are out there that use the MTD interface.
Okay, so we planned to compare ParaFS with the legacy flash-based file system, but we found the NI, new implemented log structure file system, but we found they are not optimized for the different channels, or they are not optimized for the internal parallelism. And we found the garbage collection is not well implemented in the file system, and if we use a large space, it will be crashed.
Right. Are you familiar with things like, you know, YaffaFS, yet another flash file system? Right. Those are not log structured file systems. Right. Okay. They operate directly on the flash block level, and they may be more primitive than what you've done. But you know, that's really my question: is how much better? Why have the FTL layer as opposed to just simply pushing it all into the kernel? To manage the flash blocks directly.
Yeah. So I think the simple answer is that the legacy flash file system has not optimized for the parallelism. And what we are proposing here is some functions should are better to be implemented in the FTL. For example, the wear leveling and the ECC, something like this. And we are doing here is to expose some physical layout to the file system with very limited changes to current I/O interface. So
Okay. Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. Had a couple of questions. So I notice you did not enable discard support in X4, for instance. Did you? I mean, from your comments about double free space, it appeared you weren't using trim.
Yeah. So the trim, we use the trim command to pass the erase request to the FTL.
But and, did you enable it for X4 and the other file
systems?
Yeah,
we have enabled
that. Oh, okay. Because you had talked about double free space problems, which in fact that solves. Okay,
yeah.
So that's fair. You know, it's it would be nice to see a comparison against a more modern version of X4, but it does appear that, you know, in fact, the basic FTL that you implemented I mean, my understanding is from the paper, X4 was running over your own FTL, right? Not a vendor-supplied one.
Yes.
So even with your own FTL level striping and garbage collection, you were seeing performance for a straightforward journaled overwriting file system to be close to what you had gotten. So,
we have implemented different parallelism schemes for the FTL. For example, the page unit and block unit and the server block. And all the three are not well in doing the parallelism.
Yes, one last question before the next person is, how did you get the block writes to come out in order to the FTL every time, 100? And because we found Linux likes to occasionally reorder the writes, which plays havoc with this sort of
thing. So you mean the block writes in the different channels?
Actually, maybe we could take this to the poster session. And I'll take one more question while we're setting up the AV here.
Thank you very much for the talk. And Chuck, you from Korea University. Can you just comment on the effect to the crash recovery of FTL? It seems like your 2D allocation may complicate crash recovery of FTL. I mean, you should be able to do a parallelized crash recovery, but you are doing a 2D allocation, which complicates, parallelizing, crash recovery. Have you thought about that?
Okay, so the crash recovery in the FTL is simpler than the legacy FTL because the mapping table is not changes for the normal rise. The block mapping is only updated for well leveling and for the bad block remapping.
But if you allocate the two different channels at the same time, then how you can parallelize the crash recovery? You have to do serialize.
So we have dispatched the request to the different threads, and each thread allocates the space from each channel. And each thread is responsible for the free space allocation.
Okay, I guess I'd take...
All right, it's great to see this level of interest in the papers, and I hope this discussion can continue this evening at the reception.